Blog Talk Radio.
Smooches, rise grinders, that's right. Speak Spitter Smooch Live is back for another great show. That's right, we speak it, we spit it, and we smooch it. Well, happy New Year, smooches. We have to begin again because, you know, technical difficulties are part of the new year. So, you know, whenever you have something like a boundary, obstacle, anything that you have to get over, please get over as soon as possible. That's why we bring you each and every Tuesday our Speak Spitter Smooch Live. That's right. Rise, grinders. We are asking for everybody out there, if you have something pertinent to say, then we want you to smooch it here at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So Smooches Radio is now on Instagram. That's right. We are IG bound. Yes, we're on the gram and we're feeling it. We really are feeling the way that people are smooching love all over the world, especially, you know, with Smooches Radio. We have had so many great talents come to Smooches Radio. And before we get started tonight, we just got to let you know that Alberta Blue Catering CEO Patricia, also known as Pat Montgomery, is coming to smooch us live. We're going to be talking about sponsorship for your brands. Pat Montgomery has such a history of creative and business building techniques. And now she's, you know, she's living her dream with Alberta Blue Catering. So good food. And this is going to be some great advice as far as Smooches Radio. Thank you. God, I'm Financially Free Fridays is concerned, so please don't forget to tune in at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. But yes, you know, the days are bringing us closer and closer to our destiny, and with all of that, it seems as if a lot of people feel that, you know, that life hasn't been giving them what they want, and a lot of times, right before you get exactly what you need, there's always going to be a storm. There's going to be something going on. And so I want you to take a real look at some of the posts that we put on our slideshow for this show, because we feel they are really empowering, but also we want you to start to promote your life in a whole different way. The best thing about our open mic poetry and prose is that you get an opportunity to speak life to our listeners, whether it be, you know, on the daily wind and grind of the times or simply a sad love poem. Smooching this part of the world will leave you on top of the word. That's right. Smooch us live each and every Tuesday, and we will tell you our unique tale. But tonight it's about the rise. That's right. The rise grinders. How do you rise up out of your circumstances? And for each of us is uniquely different. You know, I used to be very gender specific when it came to issues, and I always thought women had it harder than men. And then, you know, as life goes on and you have more experiences, you find that, you know what, everybody's having it, and it's just based on a lot of things. But one of the things that I really believe that is stopping us from understanding what the next person is going through is our personality. And so I try to surround myself around personalities that tend to know and understand me as a person, but also people who challenge me to change in so many different ways. And sometimes they do it, you know, unconsciously, and sometimes they do it, you know, directly. But the best thing about it is that you are here, and this is the here and now. If you are tuned in live, this is Speak Spitter Smooch Live. We would love to hear your personal testimony. We would love to hear about your rise and grind, how you do it each and every day. And if you need encouragement, we say to you, rise grinder, speak it into existence. I want you to check out this next hit, don't miss your water. And then we're going to come back and we're going to share more of our special adventure with anybody out there that's willing to smooch your life. Smooches to everybody out there that is understanding that we are definitely, you know, BTR is having some technical difficulties, and we would love to play you some of our great spoken word poetry that we have gotten from our own chat room called For the People Who Love Poetry and Spoken Word on SoundCloud. We have a lot of members out there, and we're connected to a lot of them, and so we find some of the best poetry on there, on, you know, in this particular group, and we share it with our listeners. And we want to share it with you tonight, but it looks like some of our encouragement is being bottlenecked. So just give me a minute, and I'm going to make sure that you hear some of that great spoken word that we're always sharing each and every week. Another place that we find a lot of great poetry is Friends and Family Poems. If you've ever gone there, please go there, because I'm telling you, Friends and Family is one of the, one of the many sites, but I think they just arrange the poetry so well on their particular site. And a lot of times the poetry that they do share with the world is spoken to the incarcerated. And so they have a special place for that. And it also has a special place in our hearts, because we know that each and every time that we turn on our Tuesday night show, that we have dedicated ourselves to the incarcerated hearts of people all over the world, people who have been trying their best to get their families back intact. Also people who are trying to get home because they need to be with their loved ones. And we're hoping that we open that up inside of you, the compassion that's going to be needed for this particular population. Friends and Family Poems share so many different poems, and we have been sharing them for the last 2 years. So, yes, Smooches has been smooching the world for quite some time now. And we started out with a mustard seed of faith, and that mustard seed has driven us to become one of the most recognized shows on Blog Talk Radio. And so we're continuing doing what we're doing, and we're doing it for our listeners, but we're also doing it for ourselves. This is my dream. This is what I like to do. They say if there's anything that you like to do, do it and do it well, because you know what? If you're not getting paid to do something that you love, guess what? Then that means that you are doing it right. And we definitely have so many things that we want to share with you tonight. And we hope and pray that anybody who just tuned in tonight is looking to share some of their poetry with us. So please call us, 626-213-5635. That's right. It's Smooches Radio, and we're live. Speak, Spitter, Smooch. And tonight is Rise, Grinders. Speak, Spitter, Smooch, Life. What are you doing out there tonight? We'd like to hear from you. We'd like to know if there's anything out there that that is going to require you to have a conversation with the host, Smooches, here. I remember some of the very first shows that we did back in 2012. And it seems like so long ago now, but we never thought at this point that, first of all, I didn't think it was going to be as difficult as it was to launch a radio adventure. And then I learned through trial and error what it took to develop formatting of shows that would attract the right listeners. And then you have to go even further, because you have to be able to create shows that people are going to be interested in again, and market and promote them to people who are looking for this type of experience. And so I always talk about Speak, Spin, and Smooch Live, but I guess some of you just don't know how much hard work has been put into Smooches Radio. And there's also a group of supporters that we could not be able to broadcast without their constant support and encouragement. So I thank you so much for just tuning in, for tuning everything out, and just really getting back to the basics, which is raw, uncut radio that gives you exactly what you need. I mean, if you think about it, you go ahead and you compare an intimate conversation with Smooches as compared to what's going on the radio right now. You don't even have a chance to really think with track by track, no real substance to the radio. You know, the personalities have been the same for many years, and I know that a lot of people feel like it works, but I believe there's going to be a big revolution in radio, and if you are tuning in right now, then you are a part of it. So, like I said, Family From Poems has given us so much content. And when you're looking for content as a radio manager, it's you have to be discerning, but you also have to know who out there needs what. And so before we do every show, we kind of meditate and find out what we believe people are missing. And we also tend to connect to what's trending, but not too often, because we kind of just get guided to some of the things that we think people are looking for. So usually after the holidays, what happens is a lot of people go into a whole different mode of dealing with life because, you know, you spent most of your stuff. And you have some kids out there, and what I know is that right around the corner is a lot of people are going to experience their children graduating. So I want you to listen to this one as I watch you grow. Do you know how much you mean to me as you grow into what you will be? You came from within, from just beneath my heart. It's there. You'll always be, though your own life will now start. You're growing so fast, it sends me a whirl. With misty eyes, I ask, where's my little girl? I know sometimes to you, I seem harsh and so unfair. But one day, you will see, I taught you well because I care. The next few years will so quickly fly. With laughter and joy mixed with a few tears to cry. As you begin your growth to womanhood, this fact you must know, you'll always be my source of pride, no matter where you go. You must stand up tall and proud. Within you feel no fear. All you dreams and goals sit before you very near. With God's love in your heart and the world by its tail, you'll always be my winner, and victory will prevail. For you, this poem was written with help from above to tell you in a rhythm of your mother's heartfelt love. As I watch you grow, I hope you like that piece. And we have to give the kudos to the author, Tammy. It was to her daughter. And we have to just let her know that, you know, we really do appreciate this particular poem. And if you like the poem, please go and get it off of our page, because we're definitely going to put it on our Smooches Radio Facebook, and we're going to be sharing it through our Google Plus. So if you want this poem and you want to share it again and again, I can tell you this is a very popular poem from Family and Friends Poems. And our next piece is coming from Family Friend Poems as well. And it is also about relationships. I think when we think about relationships, I sometimes think about abandonment and loss. And most of the time, most of us try to look to family when we need help. We look towards family. And we, you know, we look towards our blood and we depend on that connection. But it's like when a family member doesn't give us that, we feel abandoned. And sometimes it just leaves us angry, sad, and alone. And I want you all to hear how that makes Katerina Alexa Arura feel in this next piece. Yes, Katerina, again, that name is Katerina Alexa Arura. And she wrote a poem a little while ago, and it speaks to me, and I hope that it speaks to you as well. My feelings to you. Behind your shadow, I stand and fall. It's a tough battle in which I feel so small. My feelings toward you might are dumb, sad, upset, confused, angry, hurt, and numb. When I needed a mom, you were not there to talk about boys or to fix my hair. Yes, you did call every once in a while, but an ocean of tears hides behind this smile. Tormented, trapped, and torn, my heart says I feel. 7 years after I was born, my heart to heal. I see other girls laugh with their moms. I go dizzy with swirls and crash like a bomb. The anger in me rages in fright, always staying angry. I just think I might. Time heals everything. I don't think that's true. I know something time did not do. Time has been flying. For a long while, I've always been trying to show a real smile. One thing that hurts, and I don't know why, you move far away, and it makes me cry. When I, to myself, I lie. I've gotten over you that I would not try. You are a mother of two, me and my brother. We hardly know you. Every night I think of how my life could have been. Tears run down my face and my world starts to spin. These past few years have been really hard. For the rest of my life, I'll be severely scarred. It took me time to realize what you did to me. Tears in my eyes, and you're clueless, it seems. I tried to be brave. It really hurts. You could have stayed instead of making it worse. I want you to know this. It's sad, but it's true. You hurt your little girl and your little boy, too. You ruined me. You made me cry. You really hurt me. And to laugh, I try. There is a hole in my heart the doctors don't see. I guess they don't know what my mommy did to me. If you want me back, you have to prove you can be a mom to me and Andre, too. When I screamed for you, did you hear a sound? I guess you didn't because you were never around. I will tell you something you cannot forget. Once you hurt your kids, it will soon come to regret. Smooches. And that smooches is a special smooch to the writer, the poet, Katerina Alexa Arruda. We'll be sharing this on our page, but we hope that you've heard her words, and we hope that they resound in you. If you are going through the same thing, if you're a mother out there, please take some time to be with your daughters, to be with your children. You can break the vicious cycle of abandonment by just being there for your children. And you out there, you rise, grinders. That's right. Speak, spit, and smooch. Life tonight. Open mic, open mouth. It is live poetry by yours truly, the host Smooches. And every once in a while, we invite someone in to Smooches Radio's Smooch Zone. to smooch their passion and their purpose. And next week at the same time, we will be smooching you live with the natural beauty. That's right. Jaded Jones will be on Smooches Radio, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And she will be sharing herself, her brand new poem, an introduction, and she will be sharing her intimate ground with you. She will be sharing herself, and that's all we ask. We ask that you support our indie artists. We ask that you support our spoken word artists, because J.D. Jones has a special gift for you next week, a live performance. And we also want you to support the artist by going right now to Twitter, at Jaded4, that's the number 4, Eva, E-V-A, at Jaded, J-A-I-D-E-D, number 4, E-V-A, Jaded Forever. And I want you to smooch her right now with a whole bunch of smooches, radio kisses, and let her know that we are waiting on her arrival next Tuesday. We also have really a special guest for you the following Tuesday, and that is our girl in residence. That's right, Miss Bianca Ingram is going to be smooching her phone waffles for 2015. She's going to teach you a little bit about phone waffles and what that means. And so I have to thank Ed Valley Management for bringing her back to our station. We have had so many different artists that have come through Smooches Radio through Veli Management, and Veli is definitely branding himself as one of the top contenders in the brand management game, and I love his energy, but I also love his grind. So smooches, rise, grinders out there. If you are speaking, spit, and smooch, and you like to do that, then please join us each and every Tuesday at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time so that you can get some of that good practice in and also get ready to impact our listeners with your spoken word. For right now, we'd like to just close our show down, and we'd like to thank some of our sponsors out there, including the New Jersey Print Shop. They'll be offering some classes that will teach our listeners how to create your own T-shirt business brands. We also like to thank C.J. Miller Publishing out there with the Fab Five. That's right, the Fab Five Publishing After School Program. C.J. Miller has a new epic literature piece called The Bishop's Mistress out on Amazon right now. Go get it, www.cjmillerpublishing.com. And we have to thank Sunshine Sumjit Enterprises out there, creative hair in Atlanta, for doing their thing for the young ladies at the at their spa day, Single Parent Appreciation Day on Saturday. There was such a great turnout out there, and we know that they're doing it for a really great cause. And so, you know, we have so many people out there that have so many different things that they like to do, but we also like to smooch E-Man's Angels. That's right, E-Man has been working out there in the ATL, and he has some really great things out there that I would love to share with you. And one of those things is how you can own your own television station. Now, you wouldn't believe that after having three stations for so long, what has revolutionized television but the internet? Digital age is here, baby, and Smooches Radio is bringing it to you live and in color. And so, but yes, that's what it is. It's all about great energy. It's all about where you're going. It's all about rising and grinding. And you know what? All you have to do is rise, grinders. All you have to do is get up each and every day and look in the mirror and know for a fact that you are here. And when you put your hand to your heart, that is purpose, which means that you're here for another day for a reason. I thank you so much for tuning in tonight. And I think that I had to fly a little solo without a lot of the downloads and the music. And, you know, you guys can get intimate with Smooches, because next week we're going to have some fun. It's going to be a radio adventure. So we will say goodnight tonight, and we have to tell you, like we always tell you, while you're waiting for the other blogs to do something new, Smooches Radio is always about you. Smooches, good night.